Kulumanati.
This is where uteacher Sky Shabalala teaches us all a phrase, a word, a sentence, a proverb in isiZulu. But you need to keep your phone handy because I need you to WhatsApp us what you have learned in today's class. 061-792-9495. We'll play yours out in class, top of the class, front of the class, between now and 8 o'clock. And with that we say, Sawubona Tisha.
Sanibonani bafundi. I hope you're in your pila. Hey, pasika.
I was trying.
So last week, I mean, the places, the Umhlangas and Umhlanga and Umdloti, mm-hmm. I didn't think it would be that popular, but it seemed like everyone needed that lesson.
Yes.
So that box has been ticked.
Well done.
And then Jayshree forwarded me a message off the WhatsApp line. It said, please, Ska, do a few Zulu surnames, like Sele. I'm like, what's Sele?
The Minister of Police, Becky
I'm like,
Sele.
Oh, Ele.
Okay, like Lloyd, the singer.
Yeah, so then I came back with five Zulu surnames that I think non-first language Zulu-speaking people kind of don't understand and don't get.
Okay.
Five surnames.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start with Sele.
Okay.
And there's a certain Sam that works at it's very
happy
with
doing this. Yes, there's also Sam, So it's C-E-L-E.
Yeah.
Darren and Kerry say Sele.
Sele.
Using you as a case study.
Becky Sele. It's wrong.
It's Becky Ele.
You have to say it as if you're upset. Ele. Like you're upset with him. Like he's done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Becky Ele.
Ele.
Okay.
Yeah, but then we'll use Sam as an example because he's one of our own.
Okay.
Yes. So
tune into Sam.
C-E-L-E is Ele, not Sele.
Okay. I think we can do that one.
And then the next one. We're going to go straight to our boss.
Okay.
Darren, you say this a lot. Kerry, sometimes when you're in the right mood. Boni Mchunu.
Mchunu?
Boni
not Mchunu.
Mchunu.
We don't have a CH in Zulu is not CH. Okay?
But it's
so,
a CH.
M-C-H-U-N-U. It's not Mchunu.
Don't tune you. Don't tune me.
We still root it, but now we put an H, so it's more, it's softer.
Boni
Mchunu.
So you've got Ele, Unu.
And then one of the famous cricketers, Andile Pelagwayo.
There's
no Pelagwayo, yeah.
Andile Pelagwayo.
It's not, you know, if you're Australian, might I'll forgive you, but it's not Pelagwayo. It's Pe-shu-kwa-yo. You can actually separate all of it. Pe-shu-kwa-yo. Andile
Pe-shu-kwa-yo. Pe-shu-kwa-yo.
If Andile's waking up right now, he's like, what is going on? What have I done?
Am I trending?
He's in Joburg listening on the app.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, we're going to go to Chase Boo.
Yay!
It's not Ngumalo.
Yeah.
It's not Kumalo.
It's not Kumalo as well. It's Ngumalo.
Ngumalo.
N-X. Like Ngumalo.
Ngumalo.
Yeah, so Ngumalo, Ele, Pe-shu-kwa-yo, Mchunu.
Okay.
Ele, Unu,
Mchunu.
Mchunu.
Uh-huh.
Pe-shu-kwa-yo, Ngumalo.
Yes.
Dead end.
No, different.
Ele.
Yes.
Mchunu.
Mchunu.
Mchunu. Pe-shu-kwa-yo. Ngumalo.
Ngumalo. Not Ngumalo. The N and X are together, not separate. Ngumalo.
Ngumalo.
What?
Thank you, teacher.
Showcase.
All right. You want to give it a bash? All you have to do today is greet whichever one has been a challenge for you up until this lesson. So all you do is like, hi, my name is so-and-so, and I'm on my way here, and I did this, and I listened to this, and I just shout out to you. And Sawubona. And then insert the one that has been challenging up until now. So for many people, it'll probably be Tlele.
Ele.
And for another large group, it'll be Pe-shu-kwa-yo.
Pe-shu-kwa-yo.
Pe-shu-kwa-yo. All right. So all I need from you is, how's it? Who are you? Sawubona and the name, this class. Send it through right now. You and the kids. 061-792-9495.
Kulumanati.
In Kulumanati, we learned some very useful phrases in isiZulu, didn't we?
Yeah, this week we are doing our surnames, because last week we did places like Umhlanga, no Mdloti, no Shishuwe. This time we are doing Ocele, Pe-shu-kwa-yo. Omkhunu. What is the other one?
Ngumalo.
Ngumalo. Sorry, Chase Boomer boy.
And wasn't he the mayor, James and
Kumalo? Yes, Ngumalo. Yes.
Okay. Back when we used to have a mayor for longer than 6 months.
Yes, cool.
All right. So how did you do?
Good morning, Darren, Kerry, and Sky.
Morning.
Thank you for the Zulu lesson. I'm on my way to, my name is Monica, and I'm on my way to work.
Hi, Monica.
And I often have to pronounce my patients' names, and I normally get laughed at. So thank you. So it would be Salwona, Mr. Nele. The other ones that I've battled with is Ngobo. Thanks, guys, for a great show.
Yeah.
Look at Monica adding, extending the class.
Yeah,
that's real learning.
Ngobo is a good one.
Yeah, because it's usually in Kobo.
Kobo.
Yeah. Ngobo.
There is a comedian who is, has, he's, it's horrible. It's Ngobo, Kobo, Ngoba, Ngobo. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, no one knows because his name Ngobo,
Kobo. Oh, okay.
But anyway, Monica would have no problem with that.
Good morning, Darren, Kerry, and Sky. It's Bridget here from Randstates and just relaxing at home at the moment.
Okay.
Salbona teacher, Ninjani.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's always been a challenge for me is Mr. Becky Kele.
Yes.
Thank you for a great show.
You nailed it.
Well done, Bridget and Randstates.
Brigitte, well done.
Brigitte.
Well done, Brigitte.
East Coast Radio, Utisha Sky Shabalala. Kalumeno Philip.
Hello, Philip.
Time Tower.
Okay.
Mina Sehamba I Freiheit Manje Sabenza.
Okay.
Besi. Mina is a good tanda and dile peshlukwayo.
Philip.
Philip looking to be the new commentator.
That was a Philipping good try.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. That was great.
Listen, for hours and hours and hours and weeks, nay months, nay years of educational and fun podcast, listen to Kluminati. It's on our website. Go to ecr.co.za, click on Darren, Kerry and Sky's blog, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and you're thinking, let me just learn to Kluma, then you just type in there, Kluminati.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.